הגיע לעבור איפה, הגיע לתת המקום. Nyambe Sengjin Thamje Je Tundo Zobe Sanje Je Komba Rambo Che Drubarasa Te Drubarasa Vichye Do Yamgun Lo Duntaye Jin Zepe Tawa Namgin La Tawa Namgin Je Tundi La Samkin Tse Katong Do Dwenbarasa Wo Nyambe Samba Sanjun Cho Do Tukje Bungan Do Tande Chapje Do Songbar Jo Chapje Linje Nyambe
So Rinpoche asked that before we listen to the teaching, we generate the thought of Supreme Bodhicitta, the Supreme Awakened Mind, and that is that for the benefit of sentient beings as vast in number as the sky is limitless in its extent, that one will practice the teachings, and in particular, one will listen to the teaching of Jangwan Kontro Lodra Taye from the She Jia Zi, the chapter on gaining certainty about the view, and one will practice of reciting this aloud and at the same time reflecting on its meaning. And one will do this in order to benefit all sentient beings and bring them to the level of Buddhahood.
Kangala pingre, loma nyingba la pingre, sarpa la pingre, kejor so la pingre, kejor lobjongba so la pingre, dadang yapu yungu. Don yapu shiku.
So chanting this while reflecting on its meaning is beneficial for everyone. It's beneficial for the old students, it's beneficial for new students, it's beneficial for translators, and it's beneficial for those translators who are studying as well, because it helps you to improve as well your way of your accent, your way of speaking. Some translators know Tibetan well, but their accent isn't very good. So Rinpoche wants to emphasize that their Tibetan is good. However, their accent could use a little work, and so this kind of practice is very helpful. And for debutante translators as well, it's very good to work with this from the beginning of practicing your accent so that it will become very good. So amongst us there are a lot of Tibetans, and they should chant this text with a good and clear accent. And those who are English speakers should also, when it comes to chanting the English, pronouncing it very clearly and distinctly. In this second line, there's another version that we hope to get out to you soon with all these corrections in it. But in the second line, towards the middle, there's Hong, and it says Nyer, and it should be Nyen. So change. So the English next.
Don't they?
Get rid of the obscurations to speech, and your tongue will become very agile.
Yeah, ta. Tering kacang randong tawa tos hezon, tering gindong tawa hibi. Sa hezan zo tawa lower jundong lami jumadong, di tse kang ba jikitong hibi.
So yesterday, Rinpoche explained in brief about the Rongtong school, and today he will explain about the Shentong school, and basing the teaching mainly on one line, which is on page 7 in the English, third paragraph down, the first line. The Tathagatagarbha is empty of temporary faults and not empty of unexcelled qualities. Did everybody find it, page 7? Third paragraph down. The top line says Shentong School. And then the third paragraph, the Tathagatagarbha is in brackets there.
Lover Chung Tong, Lami Chum Tong, He Song Pei, Lover Chung Chit Tong Bata, Lami Chichu Chum Tong Pei, Yet Karim Tong Resena, Sam Jin Nilo Wesa, De Hing Yingbo, Lover Chime, Chung Chit Tong Hing.
So the Tathagatagarbha is empty of temporary faults and not empty of unexcelled qualities. So this being empty of temporary faults and not empty of unexcelled qualities, what is the basis or the foundation for this? And the basis for both of these is the true nature of the mind, luminosity, or the Tathagatagarbha. For the Tathagatagarbha, all the adventitious or temporary or incidental faults have been eliminated, and all the spontaneously present qualities have become manifest.
That is the Gamba Jilan Deva. Take his honor. Same thing, Gun and Chapa Ye. Was that? Did he name Bulla?
So everybody should be writing this down, and then we'll chant it together afterwards. And you write the phonetics.
Lover to me don't is this one.
Senjin Kungi Chapayi.
Kun la chapayi.
Kun la.
La.
Kun la chapayi.
Wesa dehi nyimbo la.
La.
Lover to me don't know yang. Yundrop yundin chi mudong. Laka vayu. Landeru.
Di lareda.
Te seda kukundu.
Si tombe.
Senti kundu, senti sako. Bituanda kare, senata, Simjin kun la chapa, Simjin tamje la chapa. Dekhi nyingbu Simjin tamje la chapa la songpa la sanje je. Simjin zangbu la, la ta maso la dirki nyingbu yu la. Simjin menba nyerwa yada so la meba tabu mayinba, ta yebe Simjin tamje la dirki nyingbu yu par songpa la. Di se na Simjin kun la chapa ye, Simjin tamje la chapa ye. Yeah.
So the first line, Sem Chen Kun La Kyapa Yi Kun Ka
Mimete Tundus Tung with Chirana Puy Tundus Tung with Tanda.
We go to Tratan Kokirgala.
Mate Tanda, Kare.
Ujiki Konsu Tungo Kiro Sumarina.
Mate Jatung Jarre, the Kanga Tundus, to Sudan.
So Rumuji says if you could write it down, then do it.
Tanda,
we don't have time to go over it.
So,
the first line then says, it pervades all sentient beings. And Rinpoche commented, so pervading all sentient beings doesn't mean, for example, that the Tathagata Garbha is only present in good beings, like human beings or gods and so forth in the higher realms, and that it's not present in, say, the animal realms or the hell realms or the hundred ghost realms in the lower realms. But the Tathagata Garbha is present, Buddha nature is present in all beings.
Dini chetar chapa chorpe gonitino oma la marja chapa tang ser do tang ngor do la ser tang ngor ji chapa tang tela tenmar ji chapa yendo Simjin tamje la dirhi nyimbu chapar songpa rendole.
So if one asks then how is it that this Tathagata Garbha or Buddha nature pervades all sentient beings, there are examples from the sutras. For example, it pervades them in the same way, or it is present in all beings in the same way that butter is present within milk, or in the same way that within gold or silver, or gold and the silver are present, or in the same way that oil is present or there within a sesame seed.
Then, sir, the do inyama sarte jangte sir tama drupa tam ter jangte marko tama drupa am thupa tam. Oma trote martoba yendo, Matsu Corbusin Jinji, Ninan Turpa Pakat and Jeba Jana, then the Sanji to Combatogre.
So, how do these metaphors work? What are they pointing towards? For example, if the gold is processed, its essence appears, the pure gold. If one beats the sesame seed, the oil comes out or is extracted. And if one churns milk, butter appears. So in this same way, if one practices strongly, and through this practice one eliminates the dualistic delusions of one's mind, along with the habitual tendencies that produce them, then what appears is the Buddha nature, the clear Buddha nature.
That's everything, Jason. That was that, he knew what this one. Vesa
So then the second line of the verse says, the Tathagata Garbha, luminosity, and then it goes back to the first line, which pervades all sentient beings. So Rinpoche comments on the second line then, what is this Buddha nature, this Tathagata Garbha? It is the true nature of the mind. And then one might ask, well, is this... a kind of a void, or is it a non-affirming negation, or is it the mere lack of confusion? And it's none of those three things, but the true nature of the mind is luminous clarity. It is luminosity freed of all confusion.
Te vesa ying bu jum chen da kar sa na sem je ne lo to sem je ne lo de hi ying bu te vesa ying gu re kar sa na sem je ne lo to pa la tin te lan je kap so lan ji yin tin ta ye pa tang de bu kap sen de bu yin tin san je ma cha bu song ba re tin char ba se bi ye gu re char ye te lan tan de bu yin tin char ba la tin ni vesa ying gu gu do Tongjang Zamda, Triba Hiva Zamne, then London Devi Yundi, Shatuma. Bena Namka Tongba Lan Jason Sharabati, Namka Tongjang Zam and Jason Shagamare, Namka Tongba La, Woody Yuna Jason Shagar, Sacha Gugur, Sacha Mina Jason Shagar, Minano. Teta Chibari. Pay Abuduke.
So, you might ask then, why is it that the Buddha nature is equated or with luminosity or said to be luminous? If then the true nature of the mind is luminosity, then that then becomes the basis for the qualities that appear along the path and that are finally fully present as the result or the fruition. So the luminosity is there as the basis for the appearance of these supreme qualities. If the Tathagata Garbha Buddha nature were a mere emptiness or a mere void. There would be no basis for sound. Or if it were the mere absence of delusion, that would not be enough to act as a basis for the arising of these qualities. Another example is that in the sky, a rainbow appears. But the sky is not just empty. Within the sky, there is a luminosity present. And because the luminosity is present within the sky, it's possible for the rainbow to appear. So that's a similar example. This clear aspect or luminous aspect is necessary.
Then la tarong che go ba mambo ye te tren te gas zone ya. Maso. Ba du du zone.
Rubu chegi. Sik che kang ga
tu chi gir ge. Me ma esa de ki nyen bolas.
Maso.
Ta te sa so. Ta lover te me don na ya. Sem din tsik skam ba som ba te lover tru be te mare. Lover tru ba si te kar re. Trima dizi ji trima yin la. Dembar ma ro pa la lover ji trima se. Dehi nimbu drizi yimba kanche drizi te dembar madro pala loverji tamasigiri.
So the third line of the verse said, although it is empty or free of temporary stains. So, to comment on the temporary stains then, it is the temporary stains that cover over or obscure the Buddha nature, the Tathagatagarbha. However, these temporary stains are not truly existent or not truly established. They are simply that which temporarily veils or obscures the Buddha nature. So there's a lot more to be said about the Deshik Nimbo, about the Tathagatagarbha, but we'll leave it there for today and go into looking at further at these obscurations or this what covers over. And if you take the example of looking at the moon, sometimes we can see the, remember you said literally the mandala of the moon, the full mandala of the moon, you can see it clearly, and other times you can't. And why is that? Because it's because there have been clouds that appeared between one's eyes and the moon itself. However, the moon itself is not in any way stained by these clouds. The moon, on the other side of the clouds, the moon is there being its full bright self. And one's own eyes are also not stained by these clouds. The essence of the moon or one's eyes is not in any way stained, but between the eyes and the moon, this veil in the form of clouds has come. And this veil, which obscures what we're seeing, is not something that is truly established. Well, it's not something that's stable or permanent. It will self-destruct, or it will disintegrate with time. And like this, we have the true nature of the mind, or the Buddha nature, which is like the moon. And then we have the three kinds of wisdom, the wisdom arisen from listening, from reflecting, and from meditating in the teachings. And between these two, between our own wisdom and our own true nature, there has slipped in these obscurations, which then blind us or prevent us from seeing what's actually there. So and then Rupesh, I just emphasized again that these stains or obscurations are something that is temporary. It's not something that is permanently there it does not affect the essential nature of the moon or of the eyes. One can also look at the situation from the point of view of dreams. Within the Mahayana, it is said that everything that arises is the inseparability of appearance and emptiness, and that it is like, because this, it is like a dream. And however, from time immemorial, we have been involved in concepts that take things to be truly existent, that fixate on things as actually being there. And because of that, we also take dream phenomena to be truly existent. But actually, if we see how it is, in fact, it is the inseparability of appearance and emptiness, or empty appearances. And we can't see this because of these ancient habitual patterns that teach us to see things and grasp onto them as truly existing. Ludrup Yuntin.
Lundrup Yendin Jamadong Basiver, Tai Yendong Lola, Sam Janelo, Dirhi Ningbo La, Lundrup Yendin Jamadong Bare. Duzeti Yendin Jetong Bare, Lundrup Yendin Jamadong Bare, Lundrup Yendin the Carre, Jotan Tinja Sallis one Mimba, Dirhi Ningbo Randang O Yen Meba, Ta Lundrup Yendin Jamadong Bare, the Chuku Yendin Jamadong Bare. Zuku Yendin the Kunzov Re Timadon Seyomare Zuku Yendin Kunzov Re Durze Tanang Re Durzen Runang Re De Lundrup Yagamare Chuku Yendin Jimadombare Deyan Dorduna Kosom Jendin Jimadombare Same Jenelo Gosa Dishi Nimbo Kosom Lengitrobare Kosom Lengitrobe Lundrup Yendin Jimadombare.
So the fourth line then says, so the third line had said, although it is not empty, no, although it is empty of temporary stains, it is not empty of spontaneously present qualities. So that's the fourth line. It is not empty of spontaneously present qualities. So, the Buddha nature then is empty of what's called conditioned or compounded qualities, qualities that are dependent on causes and conditions. That's not the kind of quality that's being spoken of here. It's qualities that are spontaneously present. They could be called, for example, the qualities of the Dharmakaya. Dharmakaya qualities are present within the Buddha nature. Those qualities that relate to the two form bodies, the two form kayas, the Sambhogakaya and the Nirmanakaya, those pertain to relative truth. It depends upon the pure or confused or deluded vision of those beings to be trained. Those with the pure vision see the Sambhogakaya, and those with the not so pure vision see the Pneumonakaya. So, in brief, one could say that the within the Buddha nature, then, the qualities of all the three kayas are spontaneously present. And then Rinpoche commented on the apparent reality or relative reality, and that includes all that one can see with one's eyes, anything one can see with one's eyes, one's fleshly eyes, physical eyes, that is apparent truth or apparent reality, and therefore it's delusive, and one is therefore sort of, when one's stuck in that space, one is continually deluding oneself.
Tene home lo le chetang ne kap somre mata ma che pe ne kap chonse che pe ne kap khinden che pe ne kap som ye bare te randon yindon nika le jana ya bu yong gyure ta yindon le jana tanda lo che me tong ba yindop ju yin tin che ma tong ba de chonse che pe kap re khind che pe kap su tong ma tong gu le de ba te ya gre
Rinpoche Dhambo, the Matakpe, the Loboji Driba.
Got it. Chita Omelo, the Mata Majib and Negab, Jose Jib, Tundan Juzi, the Hirab, the Mata Majib and Negab, Tundan Juzi, the Hirab, the Jose Jib and Negab, Hindu Jib and Negab, Somre,
Laona,
Dickab Somle, Randon Caps, Jagger, Yendon Caps, and Yante Janaya.
Pay Nima Tok Suma Soma.
Got it.
Pay Nima Tok Koma Soma. Lobergi Drima, Kima Tongi, Matape
Lobergi Treme, Tongin, Lundup, you intend your Matong by Hegatoa, take Yendong Lola, Jonze, Japan Negab.
Jonze, Nikati.
Caras, Nibatri,
Nibati,
Tambo de Hegema, Tambo, Mata, Majesimji, Maranso, Candendo, as a part of it. Ah, Mata Maji, because of Candendo Gondua. Dala kande kondo chigendo ni la kande chen ja chigendo cha dang la ten den tu kande zo do te mata ma ji jo se che bu ka ba ta ta ko so ma ta ho lu bu tre me tong de xin ni bu lu lu du ji de ma tong se tong ma tong ni se ba de jo se che bu ne ga xin de che bu ne ga su tong ma tong ku zhe ba len de ba le ta ni len de ba le de ne ya bu yong ge ju zu de de so yin
o ya so within the Madhyamaka then one discusses three situations or three maybe levels of having investigated with the prajna that analyzes for the ultimate. And there, the first one is when one hasn't investigated at all. One is just an ordinary being without a clue. And the second is when one has investigated a little bit. And the third is when one has thoroughly investigated. So, if one applies these three situations or three levels to the two schools of well, if one applies this to Zhentong, then Rinpoche really didn't comment on the first one. He said it's just, if you want to understand that, just see how you're looking at things naturally, how we normally do. That's where we normally are. The second one, where one has analyzed a little bit, one sees that the true nature of the mind is empty of adventitious stains and is not empty of the qualities, what we'd been looking at earlier. The third, when one has thoroughly investigated, then one is beyond being empty or not being empty. Those are merely another form of confusion, thinking that something is empty or that it's empty of something or not empty of something. So the third situation is beyond that.
Tene da hisan zo taba nang ne lower chung don la mi chung don tsakam ba chig rwa.
No.
Te jang wo lo tin ta ye che ta yong kar la tin song ba re. Se na tek ba chim bi ju la ma wang do se na nam ye che ben chen ni chung lower ta ga kam dong ga nam ye me ben chen ni chi la mi chi ji tong ma yin song ba re. Tsik sa phi te tel ten.
So we saw that within the Shejiazhu in this chapter, there was this one line from Jhongkon Khantru Lodra Thay, where it said, the Tathagata Garbha is empty of temporary faults and not empty of unexcelled qualities. So if one would ask oneself, well, what is he basing this statement on? What text does it come from? Rinpoche suggests that it comes from the Ju Lama, the changeless nature, or the Mahayana Anuttara Tantra Shastra. And there's a four-line Odaratna Gotra Vibhanga, is another title for it, which is one of the five texts by Maitreya through a Sangha. And so there's a four-line verse which says, that, this is a very rough translation, that which has the characteristic of being able to be separated out refers to the Buddha nature empty of adventitious stains, or the potential, which is another name for the Buddha nature, empty of adventitious stains. And that which has the characteristic of being inseparable refers to the potential that is not empty of unexcelled qualities.
Tene tujon kolo la soba jude rabdo mangbo la temba. Kachel temba re.
So then, if one asks then, what words of the Buddha is this based on, then one can go back to the sutras, the Tathagata Garbha texts, and also in the Vajrayana, the secret mantrayana, there are texts, for example, such as the Kala Chakra, which
Lasupa,
and so forth, which also present a similar position.
Okay.
Thank you.
Buddha nature or luminosity, first line, pervades all sentient beings. Although it is empty of temporary stains, it is not empty of spontaneously present qualities. So we're supposed to chant this. To get it? Was it too fast? Buddha nature, luminosity, pervades all sentient beings. Although it is empty of temporary stains, it is not empty of spontaneously present qualities.
Buddha
nature, luminosity, pervades all sentient beings. Although it is empty of temporary stains, it is not empty of spontaneously present qualities.
So then the translators can make So the translators then can look and make a very nice translation of this and see, make it better.
Gomba Kapso, Yendongo Gomsor Town, Sakin Dazo Jinja Gomso Pachendo, Malarepe Ranlok Pujong Tower Show Lami Jamso Tower Show Sarva Marme Tower Show Nimi Muro Tower Show Yomi Ravo Tower Show Sanjok Sarmason Barret. Take in the Yoko.
When one's meditating within the Shamtong tradition, it resembles Mahamudra meditation. And there's a quote from Milarepa of five examples. So one should look like a small child. One should rest like an ocean without waves. One should be stable like or luminous like the flame of a candle or a butter lamp. One should have no concern about oneself like a corpse. And one should remain unmoving like a mountain. So Rinpoche will explain these five ways of meditating later.
Jesus
So this is a prayer to be reborn in Sukhavati, or the paradise of Amitabha. So if you have a desire to be reborn in that particular pure land, then it's very good to chant this aspiration prayer.
And
so sometimes when we're in this world and we get fed up and depressed and tired with all the competition and being put down and so forth, so then at that, when you're in that kind of a state of mind, you can also chant this aspiration prayer. So then you can take a little vacation or a rest in the Pure Land, and then you can return and work in this impure world.
Mundo le mogul